On 2nd June 2025 at 10:30 a.m., the patient visited the clinic due to persistent toothache in the lower right jaw. The main dental complaint was sharp intermittent pain in the lower right molar, which had started approximately 4 days ago without any obvious trigger. The patient mentioned the pain worsened during chewing and at night. The patient reported a history of multiple restoration but no recent dental treatments. Medically, the patient is fit and well with no known chronic conditions. There are no known drug or latex allergies. On oral examination, the lower right first molar tooth 46 was tendered to precision and showed evidence of a large carious lesion. The adjacent teeth were intact. Gingival tissues appeared mildly inflamed in the posterior lower quadrant with localized plaque accumulation. Occlusion appeared normal with no evident malignant or trauma. No intraoral lesions were noted. Based on the finding, the provisional diagnosis is symptomatic irreversible perforations of tooth 46. Our differential diagnosis includes referred pain from the opposing arc or early perpectical pathology. The treatment plan includes initiating root canal therapy for tooth 46 with subsequent restoration. Oral hygiene instruction were reinforced, including proper brushing and flossing techniques. The patient was advised to avoid chewing hard foods on the affected side. A follow-up appointment was scheduled for pulp extirpation and temporary dressing in 3 days. The patient expressed concern about the procedure's pain and duration. It was explained that local anesthesia would be used to ensure a painless experience and that the treatment would likely require 2 to 3 appointments. The patient felt reassured after discussion. This is Dr. Sarah Hahn signing off.